another PPBD edition right now, postcast edition of the Purple Project, or say on the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, your host for this podcast. We're going to go straight on into it. Over the weekend, K-State women's basketball continues to be on the downswing. My goodness. Texas Tech, prior to this, right, K-State lost to Iowa State on the road in Ames last week. They had a turnaround. This was supposed to be a must-win game. Turned out to be a stunner of a loss. You lose to Texas Tech at home, of all things, in this case here, Texas Tech. And again, Texas Tech's overall record is pretty solid now that they defeated K-State over the weekend, 14-4 on the year, 2-3. Talking about the Lady Red Raiders. Number of note here, the Lady Red Raiders shot over 50% in this basketball game, 52 to be exact here. And this was by far K-State's letting an opponent shoot for the first time all year long by that exact number there. And Bri'Amer Scott of the Lady Red Raiders put down 37 points. Oh my. Woo! Against the K-State defense there. And Briley Glenn's 24 points was not enough there. Briley Glenn, the sophomore, part of that sophomore trio, it was a career high over the weekend there, but it was not even close to be enough there in Bramlage there as they lose the basketball game 85-65 by 20 in Bramlage Coliseum late Saturday afternoon there as well. And then, of course, that duo for the Lady Raiders, Jasmine Shavers, put down 26 as well in this game. And there was no answer for this offense early in this game. And I know you guys are going to hear tired of hearing me say this on this podcast, whether it's the weekly, which was included in episode 140 of the podcast with me and my co-host Alex Aiden, slow starts. And it happened again last Saturday afternoon late there. K-State trailed after the first quarter by 8, 20-12. And then the tornado came coming down when the Lady Raiders put down a 15-2 run to really extend the lead in the second quarter. And that kind of was the backbreaker early in this basketball game here as well. And, of course, Tech went on another run with late in this game with a 7-0 run in the fourth quarter early to pretty much slam the door on the Cats. But I think that second quarter there, that 15-2 run there by the Lady Raiders in that second quarter was all she wrote right there. Nothing that you could have done right there. Oh, man. But K-State needed to win this game, and now you got to go on the road middle of the week to play Baylor, which I believe coming off of a loss, if I'm not mistaken here. Let me go back check the number here. Yep, they're coming off an upset loss to West Virginia on the road. As I'm sitting here recording this yesterday, 74-65 there in that game. So you're saying there's a chance, Eddie? Not saying, maybe a little bit, but I went on to say on this podcast, I go on record saying that this was the NCAA tournament team. Not the way this road is going here for this Cats. Not good. Not good. That's all I'm going to say right now. As the Cats come into this week, ninth, really stare at the bottom of the barrel, the Big 12, 1-4. Now, and quickly, things are really spiraling down. Overall now, you go to 12-2 to 12-6 now. And with games against Baylor, and I don't know the opponent this week so far, but you got to feel, is the concern meter going up? It is starting to, for sure right there. Gabby Gregory, I had to do a double take on this. By far, by a fun stretch, her worst game as a K-Stater. Only 2 points in this basketball game. Whew. Man, I did not expect that. The leading scorer coming in, the third leading scorer in the Big 12, the leading scorer by far on your team, did not produce. I mean, I get the Iowa State defensively have a scheme and a game plan, and now you don't have your now your numbers last week really drop off there, and I don't know where she's at in the conference now after those two games there as well. And Serena Sundell kept her streak a block shot of continue. Nine consecutive games with a block shot there for Serena Sundell. And Sundell also, in this basketball game against the Lady Raiders, reached double digits for the 11th time here in 2022-23 season as well. And really starting to build that resume for herself there with a 30th career game in double digits as a K-State Wildcat there as well. Samasti had a big game herself here as I go back to this basketball game here. Which K-State lost by 20. Sarah Samasti. And waiting. She had only 10 points in the game. 10 and 4. Added 3 assists on her line of the night there as well. Serena Sundell, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Yeah, Grabby Gregory, 33 minutes of action. You basically get nothing from your best scorer. 2 points, a rebound, 0-7 from the field, 0-5 from downtown. Really unexpected there from your leading scorer there, and missing that, really missing that production there. Because you get 20 there, this is a different ball game. You lose by 20, and you don't get anything, basically anything, from your leading scorer who just came on, really started the year off strong, and now having your worst stretch of the season. By not getting over 10 points in the last two games for Gabby Gregory. So hopefully that will change. But, man, goodness there. Rebecca Dollinger off the bench, 5 points, 2 of 3 from the field, and 13 minutes of action there. Emily Ebert, 19 minutes of action there with only 3 again. So you're not really getting anything from your key contributors there. Rebecca Dollinger, you're getting her usual. This is what I expect now from her. You're getting her usual. You get a big game for him. That's a plus there as well. But not a big game from your leading scorer on your team. Really, that concern meter is starting to rise up a little bit here. You're going to get on the road to Baylor on Wednesday. You got to be concerned officially if you're a K-State fan of Lady Women's Basketball there. And Jeff Mitty, after the fact here, we'll tap his initial thoughts. Quote from Coach Mitty, the head coach of the women's basketball team. Quote, I think it's obvious that I've got a team that's struggling right now and struggling with confidence, struggling with trying to figure things out internally. And boy, a ton of missed assignments today. I couldn't even. You're always going to have some right. You're always going to have some, and you're going to cover them up with efforts or cover them up with this. But I mean, it was you could just see that mentally their focus was somewhere else, end quote there as well. That tells the tape right there. You normally don't see this from your best player Gabby Gregory, but my goodness, woof. I mean, that's the concern level. Listening to hearing that, so I just don't know where else to go from there for this team right now. Other than they got to figure it out. They better figure it out fast, or this is going to spiral out of control very quickly, very quickly. And we've seen this in the past, whether it's the men's basketball team in the past, Bruce Weber, or with Jeff Mitty's squad in the past as well. With talented people, I know, I understand. We all know they don't have Aogalee. We know this by now. We're in the first half of the new year in January. We know this, but we've seen the bright spots with this team. Go back to the non-con. They have so much confidence. Gabby Gregory going off on opponents. They play well with each other. But here lately, that right there, I was very disappointed. Very disappointed with the effort there, and this all starts with the mental game. And you don't hear this with obviously basketball players, but you hear this with different type of players, football players, the mental aspect of the game, whether it's running, football, basketball, baseball, or gymnastics, being put on a higher stage, needing to perform. People expect you to do this, do that. And right now, this K-State women's basketball team has definitely hit the definitely hit a low right now. I mean, you got to think with games against Baylor. I don't have the full schedule. I know Baylor's coming up on Wednesday. We'll just focus on the week. Let me pull up the women's schedule here for this week real quick here if I can. Let's see if I can. Schedule. Okay, let's see. Yeah, so this week, Baylor, and then you're home up this upcoming Saturday against TCU, who's sitting the bottom of the barrel, the very bottom of the barrel, with no wins in conference play as well. So they're going to find it. All I got to say is they got to find it. They have to find it fast, or this could get really ugly. A promising start to the season could really spiral down real quick. So I know Baylor just coming off a loss on the road to an unranked West Virginia team, but right now my concern is about this team not having the confidence in your leading scorer being held to only 2 points. Just 2 points, and only taking, seven shots? Seven shots, Gabby Gregory. They got to reset it. They have to reset it. Find a way to get that mojo back. And it's got to hey, K-State Nation, it's got to start somewhere. It has to start somewhere. Hopefully, it'll start on the road. This Baylor team is different. This Baylor team is a different team. Yes, they're still good and whatnot, but this is a much different Baylor team than in the past. Yes, they're still ranked, but Jeff Mitty, they got to circle the wagons. Somebody somewhere is going to say, hey, reset the wagons and try to get after us. I know they came off of a heartbreak of a loss in Ames. They have lost two straight weekends now. They lost, I'm trying to think of who they lost to. No, they won Oklahoma State. They lost to West Virginia to begin conference play. And now, a red-hot Briammer Scott and Shavers and company come in your building and shoot over 50%, which was by far the worst, the best by any opponent to come in Brambles this year. I know they were talking about Gabby Gregory in particular talked about going undefeated in Brambles. Well, we're way past that. Now you just lost another game at home. But they have to circle the wagons. They got to find it. They got to regroup very fast. Or again, this season started very promising at 11-1 or 11-2, something like that. Now you're 4 losses in the conference in, 1-4, 9th in the conference play. Could be in really trouble here. So Baylor next on the list on Wednesday. We'll see how they respond for sure. But this is a good group of girls, man. This is a good team, man. No question. No question about it. But if you're mentally not there, I don't know where to start, but I'm not trying to hammer down, but it's just the facts right now with this team moving forward. A 20-point loss in Bramlage over the weekend to the Texas Tech Lady Raiders over the weekend, so which puts them at 12-6 overall and only 1 win and 4 losses, 9th in front of winless TCU in Big 12. We'll see how Jeff Mitty's team responds this week. The Pro Bunch of Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going on this postcast edition of the Pro Bunch of Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Stay tuned for a lot more coverage, as usual, on the Pro Bunch of Podcast. This K-State podcast, all things K-State related, here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Big week this week for the podcast, folks, as usual. And we will leave it right there. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Pro Project Podcast in the books.